Well, good morning, all you coffee shop members. What a blessing it is to be here today with you and to share God's message entitled Christ's Beatitudes and More. Well, we're going to open first in Psalms 15 to get us prepared for the message this morning. And Psalms 15 says, Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle? Who may dwell in your holy hill? He who walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart. He who does not backbite with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor, nor does he take up a reproach against his friend, in whose eyes a vile person is despised, but he honors those who fear the Lord. He who swears to his own hurt and does not change. He who does not put out his money at usury, nor does he take a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things shall never be moved. That's a great lesson we can learn from Psalms 15. Before we open in the message, I'd like to open with a prayer this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, just be amongst us. Let your Holy Spirit move amongst us this morning as we learn from your holy living word about the Beatitudes of Christ. You know, as we get started, as we study and learn about Christ Jesus' Beatitudes, we find that they can be like a roadmap to follow in our lives as we walk here on this earth. Jesus taught this teaching from on top of a mountain, the Bible tells us. Christ Jesus is the very best teacher you could ever have because he created everything that exists, sun, moon, stars, earth, and even man and woman. He knows everything there is to know. We will be covering several topics in this lesson, which are the Beatitudes, believers are salt and light. Christ fulfills the law. Murder begins in the heart. Marriage is sin. Jesus forbids all. Love your enemies. Do not judge. Keep asking, seeking, knocking. The narrow way. You will know them by their fruits. I never knew you. And build on the rock. And a lot of this is straight scripture out of the Bible. We're going to be looking at the New King James Version, the Bible reading I'll be using. And we start in Matthew chapter 5, which talks about the Beatitudes. And it says, blessed are the poor in spirit. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely. For my sake, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Continuing on in Matthew 5, chapter 13, we're looking at believers are salt and light. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. And that is so important that we do glorify our Heavenly Father in heaven. Continuing on, Christ fulfills the law. Do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For surely I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, not one jot nor one tittle will by no means pass from a law till it is fulfilled. Whoever therefore breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches men so shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does and teaches them shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say to you that unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Continuing on in verse 21, chapter 5 in Matthew, murder begins in the heart, it talks about. You have heard that it is said to those of old, you shall not murder, and whoever murders will be in danger of the judgment. But I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whoever says to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whoever says, you fool, shall be in danger of hell fire. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go your way, first to be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Agree with your adversary quickly while you are on the way with him, lest your adversary deliver you to the judge hand you over to the officer, and you will be thrown into prison. Assuredly, I say to you, you will by no means get out of there till you have paid the last penny. Continuing on, we look about adultery in the heart. You have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you. For it is more profitable for you than one of your members perish than your whole body to be cast into hell. If your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you. For it is more profitable that one of your members perish than your whole body to be cast into hell. And what he is talking about is the severity of the sin, not actually to cut off your hand or pluck out your eye, but it's the severity of the sin. Continuing on, marriage is a sacred and binding. Furthermore, it has been said, whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce. But I say to you that whoever divorces his wife for any reason except sexual immorality causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a woman who is divorced commits adultery. Jesus continues on in verse 33 of chapter 5. Jesus forbids oaths. Oaths. Again, you have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall never swear falsely, but shall perform your oaths to the Lord. But I say to you, do not swear at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Nor shall you swear by your head, because you cannot make one hair white or black. But let your yes be yes, and your no, no. For whatever is more than these is from the evil one. Let's look at going. Go the second mile, found in verse 38 of chapter 5. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you not to resist an evil person. But whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also. If anyone wants to sue you and take away your tunic, let him have your cloak also. And whoever compels you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Give to him who asks you, and from him who wants to borrow from you, do not turn away. Let's look at love your enemies, continuing on. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax collectors do the same. And if I greet your brethren only, what do you do more than the others? Do not even the tax collectors do so. Therefore, you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. Continuing on, we're going to look in Matthew chapter 7. Jump a couple chapters ahead. We're going to be looking at do not judge. Matthew chapter 7. Judge not that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me remove the speck from your eye, and look, a plank is in your own eye? Hypocrite, first remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Do not give what is holy to the dogs, or cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them underfoot, their foot, and turn and tear you in pieces. Continuing on to chapter 7, verse 7. Keep asking, seeking, and knocking. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds. To him who knocks, it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give good things to those who ask him? Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them. For this is a law of the prophets. Continuing on the narrow way. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. And sadly to say, that's what's going to happen today. Most people do not believe the scriptures. They do not believe in God. They're going to end up in hell because of their unbelief. Unbelief and denial that God even exists is blasphemy. It's sheer blasphemy. And many people in the world today will fall under that category. Continuing on, 7 verse 15, you will know them by their fruits. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you will know them. Our pastor of our church always said, people said, I'm a Christian. But he says, let me look at their fruit. If they have no fruit, I bet you they are not a Christian. And it's so truthful. If you acknowledge that you're a Christian and say you are, but you don't see any other evidence, it's you are. It's just a bunch of words you're saying. There's no meaning to them at all. There's no faith. There's no love. You know, we haven't accepted Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. It's very evident in most cases. Continuing on, I never knew you. This is one thing that a lot of people that think they're Christians, which I was talking about before, will find Jesus will tell them when they die or when they're wrapped, when they die on this earth, you know, I never knew you. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, we have not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name. And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. That will be a very hard thing for people sitting in churches. And they go to church and they think that I'm going to be saved because I'm sitting in the church building and listen to a sermon. That is not true at all. You've got to have the personal relationship with Jesus Christ. You've got to bear your whole heart before him, ask for him to forgive you of your sins, to repent. Not just saying the words, but mean it from the deepest of your heart. God will accept you and he will save your soul. But just going to church or making the motions or going through the motions is not good enough. Many people think it is, and many people will be fooled that day. Continuing on, build on the rock. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on a rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. And it did not fall because it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. And it fell. And great was the fall. And so it was when Jesus had ended these sayings that the people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. And you know, as we look at this and we look at the words of Jesus through the scriptures, it's quite evident to see that we have work to be done, you know. We need to share the gospel of Christ so that those lost souls can be won by Christ someday. We need to show them as Christians. You know, we might be the only Jesus that that other person sees by the Holy Spirit living inside of us when we talk to them or witness to them. Like I said, we might be the only Jesus that they ever see. Dear Father God, we're so grateful for your wonderful son you gave us, Jesus Christ, who died for us in our place. We thank you so much for the living word that you've allowed me to share this morning out of your word. God bless everybody here in the coffee shop. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.